Today we are deviating from our normal debate format for an epic test, a challenge, if you will, an amazing ultimate. Well,
hold on. No, it's not a challenge. Don't say it's a challenge. It's not a challenge.
A test, an exam.
No, it is nothing like it. No, you're going to scare people off. No one was happy in high school.
Okay, all right. You're not even here yet. Look, I'm Sam Proof on all the socials, and I guess I'm going to just introduce Ray, a guy who would prefer to interrupt than do something epic. So it's Race to Canis. Hey, Ray.
How dare you? I think we do something epic every single week on this show. We live in the world of epic, but I don't want to oversell. I just think it's very important that we address the people over the weekend to just alert them to something that they may want to get involved with if they are involved with the show, because this is just some wild stuff and we want everybody to know what's happening in Who Would Win Masters Land. Is that a thing?
That's right. I mean, it will be when we conquer that one place. Because something epic has been happening, and it is a poll that has broken all of the records, the most voters, the closest. It has gone to a tie 2 to 3 times that I've seen, and it keeps going back and forth. So, we just want to make sure that everyone out there is aware that, if they haven't voted yet, they still have time. Ray, which battle am I talking about?
We're talking about, unbelievably, the tournament battle, Leatherface versus the Bride from Kill Bill. One of those matchups that when the early returns came in, it was like 100-0 in favor of the Bride. And then apparently the Leatherface army got mobilized. And if you thought, and this is why we wanted to do this little mini episode here to alert everybody. Yeah. Because if I remember the James Bond Solid Snake match, that went back and forth several times. We had more votes in that match than we'd ever had before, and it somehow ended up in a tie.
Yes.
And we were hearing from people who did not vote saying, oh, I meant to vote. I forgot. I could have been
reminder.
It literally finished in a tie. Anybody could have voted in that and decided the matchup with their vote, and some people just forgot. So we're here to remind all the fans of Who Would Win Masters and just bring it to your attention. That you can go to our Patreon, patreon.com/whowouldwinmasters, sign up for free, not a free trial, a free account.
Just free.
And you can vote and comment on that and the Harry Potter Luke Skywalker battle as well. Let's keep it real.
Those are both and active until 6 p.m. Monday, Pacific Standard Time. So go vote on those. Sorry, I cut you off. Go on.
You have all weekend. You have, even if you're listening to this Monday morning, you still got a chance to go get in there. If you're a member already, go vote. If you're not a member, this is your chance to join for free. And we've had a ton of people joining for free this last week. And I don't know if it's the battle. I don't know if it's my award-winning smile. It's got to be something. Yeah. But they're doing
it. Let us know.
And so
I would love to know.
We know that you all want to be more involved in the show. We know a lot even thinking about it. There's no better opportunity than right now to give us no money at all and vote and comment and do your thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even kidding. This has gone back and forth so many times. I want you to be involved.
Here's the thing. If this was just a normal weekly debate, Ray versus whoever, like we had with the what was it, James Bond, Solid Snake, I'm fine to let that go to a tie, right? But this is not. This is one of the summer tournament battles. That can't end in a tie. We don't know how to do the math on that.
We haven't figured that out.
How would we do that? It's impossible. So that can't happen. So, I floated this with the Discord, and I was like, if the unthinkable happens, which it has done before, what do we do?
Once.
And, I'm going to say right now, Matthew Dawson came back and was like, you do a poll that only the paid members can vote on. And I'm like, well, there, I have no problem making the money so that people can make that. So if you don't want to come in for free and decide this, then we will let other people pay to decide this. Does that sound fair? No, probably not.
I mean, it does sound fair. I hope we don't get to that point, though, because I want all voices to
get to that
be heard.
Point. Yes, I would rather see 90 to 100% of our Patreon followers voting than have this go to a tie.
I want 105%. I want anybody who's quit the Patreon to somehow
cheat
and vote as well.
That's right.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
It works for me. Now, also, that's not the only thing we brought you here to say.
Yeah.
We've been saying if we can hit a certain requisite number of Patreon members, in this case, I'll tell you, it was 75. And I said for a couple months now, I said, if we can get to 75 members, which is a happy number that I wanted to get to.
Yeah.
Then we're going to watch Low Rollers, the no-budget ensemble, we'll just say lowbrow comedy with, I said no budget, right? That I made many, many, many years ago, back when I had better hair and no glasses, and wow, I'm really great in this movie. I'm hilarious, I'll just say it. And we're going to show it at movie night because we didn't just hit 75, we trucked through it, and we're almost to 85 already. Like, this last week has been something. And I'm just so happy with all of our new people that have joined. And we just really appreciate you being there, being involved. A lot of new people voting, a lot of new people commenting, joining our Discord. And we love to see all of it. Anyway, Low Rollers is going to go off on Friday night. That would be August 14th. And we're going to show it around 8 p.m. Pacific time. And if you're an East Coaster, it's worth staying up for. You don't got to get up the next morning. Hang out with us. It's not a long movie. I think it's like maybe an hour and a half if we even got there. And yeah, we're going to watch Low Rollers starring me. Well, it's an ensemble movie. So starring me as Ryan Stein, the Underground Marbles champion.
Nice.
You'll never believe it in this movie, Sam. I'm not the nicest person in the world.
It's shocking.
I got great range as a performer.
All right. Now we just need to figure out what we do for the next milestone, 150 Patreon.
I mean, it's got to be 150 members. It'll take us a while to get there because I'm going to need that time to figure it out.
Right. All right. We'll see. We'll see. Anyone has ideas, throw them out there. Put them on the Patreon. Put them on the Discord. I did want to ask a couple questions while people are here since we're doing this kind of, you know, special episode.
Sam, I'm the only one here.
Well, you know, they can reply via comments, via the Discord.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Things like that. You know, I know we've been doing kind of like, we've doubled up because of the tournament, so we have a lot more battles and polls going on. Are people, like this one, you know, has a ton of votes, while as the Luke Skywalker, Harry Potter one is still kind of, you know, on the low end of getting some votes in there. Are we running too many things, you know, all at once? Do we need to space them out for people? Like, should the polls be running longer? What's it going to take, you know, for you to remember to go vote, you know? What do we think here?
I'll tell you what, Sam, I've been thinking about this, and I think we need a slight format change. And I think we're going to keep releasing battles on Tuesdays. That's a thing we're going to do. But I do appreciate not everybody listens to the show on day one, and shame on you, first off. But I mean, I get it. But also shame on you. But also I get it. But still, you know, shame on you. What I'm trying to say here is that we're going to start releasing wrap-up episodes on Thursdays. And that's going to give a few more days for people to have a chance to listen to the battle, to vote, to comment. We're going to let it breathe a little bit. And we're going to release a cadence of a Tuesday battle. And then the next week on Thursday, we're going to do the wrap-up. And then right away, quick turnaround, that next Tuesday is just going to be the next battle again. So you have as much time to listen to the episode, come on and vote, and be involved as you can, because, you know, again, we're noticing through the tournament having longer polls that more people are voting on them. Who knew?
It seems like. I almost wonder if we shouldn't be doing, like, some kind of spacer episode in the middle so that there's, like, a whole extra week there.
We're not that creative.
I mean, we'll see how a few extra days goes, and, you know, how many more people will sign up? About 10,000 of you should be signing up, I'm pretty sure, over the next
If 10,000 people sign up for the Patreon, we'll start doing two episodes a week. What are we even talking about anymore?
Sure.
But nothing for under 10,000, I'll say that.
Yeah, definitely.
No, it is a guarantee. If 10,000 people are on our Patreon, are you out of your mind right now? Then I get to quit my job. What do you even mean?
Sure. I mean, yeah, that's the dream. Let's do
Allegedly.
It. All right. You guys
Who
have the mission.
That?
Make it happen. All right. Well, cool. Do we have any
that's
other quick talking points we want to put out there before we sign off?
We sure do, Sam. We're going to be recording the next wrap-up episode.
That's right.
And we're going to be doing that on Monday, August 10th. And we're going to be doing that around 8 p.m. Pacific time. And my understanding is we are going to have Matthew Medney with us. We are going to have Robert Clark Chan. We might have Kevin Israel, but he is a working man who does big, important jobs.
So probably just another topless on the beach East Coast. Video. Got it.
It very much could be another topless beach video, which is why, look, it's why some of you might want to just tune in. That's all I'm trying to say.
Okay, that's fine.
It's a lovely man.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You know, you'll have just finished voting, and you can see how that turned out. Like, you just cast your vote Monday morning, kick back, because you're what? You're just at work, so it's Monday morning. There's nothing to do, right? And then that evening, join us for the live wrap-up. This is your reminder to do that as well. Sign up to the Patreon now so that you can join the live wrap-up. And vote.
That's it.
Look at all the things.
And set your calendars. Right. If it's on the calendar, you'll actually do it. So Monday, I want you to put it on your calendar that they're recording the wrap-up, and you can join us if you're a free or paid member on Patreon. And then on Friday, if you're a free or paid member on Patreon, both are good, we'll give you the link, and you can come watch Low Rollers with me. I will be answering questions in the chat. I'm sure you will have a lot of them. But I do have to warn everybody, it is a low-brow comedy. There will be things and words and ideas expressed in this movie that some might call politically incorrect. It was made a while ago under different sensibilities. Am I selling this enough? Don't cancel anybody. That's what I'm trying to say.
Ow.
It was a comedy made years ago, and we had a lot of fun making it. But just understand, if you're delicate and faint of pearl clutching, it might not be the movie for you.
Nice. Nice. Okay. Excellent.
And I'm in it, and I'm brilliant. Let me just say right now, I'm a superstar.
Of course.
Why sugarcoat it, Sam Proof?
I mean, diet. I mean, only if you want to get the diet.
And while we're here, check out my new gaming YouTube channel. Check out my new gaming YouTube channel at Game with Ray 2. That's the number 2, because at Game with Ray was taken. So Game with Ray 2, and I'm playing a bunch of horror games and whatnot, and Final Girl and Elden Ring and a bunch of stuff on there. You might have seen some of it on the Patreon. We've expanded it out. I got too many videos. So I've expanded it out to a full YouTube channel. So if you like that idea, come check that out too, at Game with Ray 2 on YouTube. Any more shilling, we can do this episode. Why don't we have a sponsor in the middle of this?
Yeah, we should. We should have figured that out, because this went a little longer than we thought it would go, but not much. We're gonna wrap soon. But the horror games reminds me, it is early August, which means October is coming up. So we should start thinking about Shocktober and get some ideas out there. I know we have one floating, but if anyone has matchups they're interested in seeing, send them out. And I guess, are we going to try?
Yeah, we're doing a Shocktober matchup next. We don't care.
Yeah, are we thinking?
But I'm
about
not telling you what
for,
it is. You got to come or listen to the wrap up for that one.
Was there a September thing? I forget what that was, because we didn't do it.
Oh, Showdown September. Yeah, Showdown September tends to be the biggest matches we can. Now, we just did Harry Potter, Luke Skywalker. What's bigger than that?
I mean, that's pretty big. That's a pretty big one, yeah.
We're not really sticking to the old show's format. Let me just put that out there.
I mean,
Shocktober
is still a thing.
That
bad.
Was my baby.
Put it out.
No, we're doing Shocktober. Maybe we're doing Showdown September. I don't know.
Maybe one or two.
Ladies and gentlemen, why don't you get on our Discord and give us some Showdown September battles, or the Patreon, or wherever the heck you want to.
Yeah.
Why don't you comment on an Instagram post?
Just
we'll
every battle should be Worldbreaker Hulk verse put name. Is that, I think that's right. He's the strongest guy.
No,
in the
you're
world.
Doing it right. Yeah. That's basically it.
Okay.
We're not going to do Goku versus Superman. We're tired of that, right?
No, screw that.
We're tired of it.
No.
I don't want to do it. I've done it like two times. I've done it two times, three times, one time, two times.
Really?
I don't even know. I've done it more times than I've wanted to, because that number is zero.
Okay. That's fantastic.
Unless you love that matchup, then go ahead and suggest it. Maybe it will make me do it again.
I mean, if a lot of people suggest it, we'll do it, because that's who we are and what we do.
Oh, my God. Sam, we came on here to say like two things, and it's already like 15 minutes. What is happening?
All right. That's it. I'm going to do the thing. That's all for this special epic episode of Who Would Win Masters. We will be back with the wrap-up episodes with the results from these two amazing polls, which means you still have time to sign into the Patreon and access both those polls and the live taping of the wrap-up episode. And you can find all of that at patreon.com/whowouldwinmasters. And if you've got an Alexa device, next Tuesday, don't reach for your phone. Just say, Alexa, play Who Would Win Masters, and let us start your morning with a cup of Joe and some angry debates. And if you think you've got what it takes to step into the challenger's chair, record a 1-minute video demo and send it to whowouldwinmasters@gmail.com. And who knows, we might see you sitting across from Ray in the future. And I hope to see you at the wrap-up episode taping and the Discord for Who Would Win Masters. This is Sam Proof. See you next time in the arena.